All right. Keisha Cola. What's the name of that piece?
International Dateline.
That's the International Dateline.
Like, the idea was, what if you could cross over back and forth? You know, would you be gaining a day or not? You know, and then you cross over and you kind of always along that thing. But I think it's also symbolic of the line that reaches around the world. When the day turns to night and night turns to day, there's a metaphysical line that you can send telepathical messages more. And so it's kind of that dateline I'm talking about.
All right. Keisha Cola in the studio, live here on WTIP tonight for our on-air membership drive. If you appreciate Keith and what he's doing, what he's talking about here, and the opportunity to listen to him right now on this radio station, we'd love to hear from you. 387-1070, 800-473-9847.
And here at WTIP, we're really committed to bringing you live music like this, connecting you with your community. There are very few places where you can have these types of experiences, where you can tune in and hear your friends and neighbors on the air. And if that's something that you want to see continue, and you appreciate these services that WTIP provides, give us a call, 387-1070 or 1-800-473-9847. Like we've been talking about this week, if you have the chance to stop by, you should. There's still some great dinner out there. If you haven't eaten yet, it's a good time to stop by. You can hear some great live music by Keith, and you can get something to eat as well, which is always a perk.
Indeed. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and suggest that community radio stations are probably the biggest portal for Native music to be disseminated from. You're not going to find do commercial radio stations play Keisha Cola music?
I think there's some pockets. You know,
some pockets.
I've heard it like in Tampa Bay and San Francisco.
Right.
And some places out east, you know, like Jerry Garcia, he told me one time, he goes, don't worry about it, Keith. You know, like, good music slips through the cracks in America all the time. You know, just keep playing. Americans will get your music.
Exactly.
And it's kind of true in pockets, it has, you know, but the whole nature of contemporary Native music was always taken out of the stores. It was never promoted because the whole potential protest nature of the truth, you know, and what happened in this country and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Have you, just made me think of a question, have you always seen yourself as a Native artist, or do you see yourself as a musician?
Well, I think you don't have them focals on at all. You think more like an artist and a human being. Mm-hmm. And I think the cultural things that you grow up to become a citizen of the Anishinaabe Nation, you know, you have birthright, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a citizenship of the nation that you learn the culture, you learn the songs, you learn the way of our ancestors and things like that. Not necessarily to change who you are at all. Mm-hmm. It's just to remember who we are instead of forgetting who we are. And so those kind of things lead you to the same path of truth, you know, of human truth and love.
Mm-hmm. Keisha Cola here on WTIP. He's performing once we let him out of the studio, if we do. He'll be down at Betsy Bowen Studio tonight at 7 o'clock-ish, like maybe 7:05.
Yeah.
So, but again, that's open to the public performance tonight at Betsy Bowen Studio in Grand Marais. I think there's a suggested donation at the door or something. But we've got him now. He's ours. And I'm kind of curious about... being a contemporary Native artist. I heard you play last night, and you played a song where it was just like, it's John Lee Hooker up there.
Oh.
It was this really driving, bluesy number. But then there were these major traditional Native influences. I'm not sure. It might have been your singing at one point in it. And just kind of curious about the merging of those two styles or influences. And has it always been like that for you?
Well,
or is it an evolution?
That's a nice, very good question, because I like to talk about the intersections, you know, the intersection of Minnehaha and Hiawatha, the intersection of the kick drum, you know, on a drum kit, and the powwow drum. And if you sync them kind of things up, things go in harmony. You know, like if you can tune a flute to the pitch of a stream, And if you play a pitched flute to that stream, if you say that stream is in the key of C, mm-hmm. you can play an A minor flute because it's the third. So these kind of technical things that you learn along the way as in musicianhood. So you learn to line them up. Mm-hmm. So there is some cohesiveness. You know, I feel like when you blend musical crossroads, that it isn't just a seasoning. You know, like I don't just sprinkle like native things on the front and native on the back and the rest is, you know, something else, because it's intertwined. Mm-hmm. And it's that intersection, you know, where I was playing. And it's that intersection of the blues, you know, mm-hmm. because I think things permeate. If you stand in a puddle of water long enough, even rubber boots will leak. Mm-hmm. America, the spirit of America, has permeated to the souls of our people that has inhabited this land. You know, the spirit of this land has made many Native Americans. Maybe they're Bohemians. Maybe they're blacks, maybe they're Asian, maybe they're different nationalities, but it's definitely something of the spirit of this country. Mm-hmm. And I always aken it to that permeation of the soul. And that crossroads of blues and rock and native and chant, you know, so it is a kind of a chant, a vocable chant that people have noticed it. You know, I mean, I got a jacket from Buddy Guy at his blues club because of that song, you know, like,
wow.
And he's asked me, what do you want on it? I said, put Keith on there.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I think that song is a good indication of that intersection of where we are. It's a very dynamic intersection, a very human intersection. It's that intersection of consciousness of past and future, you know, and it is that dance in the present tense that is so vital and important to artists, to dance in the present tense.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're visiting with Keith Sekola here tonight. He'll be in the studio for about 40 more minutes, and we need to get some more music out of you.
Maybe I should play that blues song for you.
I would love it, Keith.
It's Colin Whalen Blues, and I'll play a little slide at the beginning of it.